An SSP audio led by Anna Stevens Harrington, Tobacco, Right Relationship, and Blessing. To view more topics within the SSP audio library, please visit shamanicpractice.org.
Hello, my name is Anna Stevens Harrington, and my family runs the PowerPath School of Shamanism and Intuitive Training here in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I've been on the board of SSP for about 8 years now. And I wanted to share a little with you about the medicine of tobacco. Tobacco is one of those plants that's highly respected and revered, but also has been really disrespected. It's been feared and greatly misunderstood. So I wanted to share some perspective on it from my experience with the indigenous people who I work with. And I recently returned from a trip down in the Peruvian Amazon jungle, where I spent 10 days studying with one of my Shipibo teachers and doing what's called a dieta, which basically refers to a plant diet, which is a very specific way of working with medicinal plants under the supervision of a shaman or someone with a lot of knowledge of the plants. And I've done this many times, and this time I was working with a plant called Kamalonga. So in this particular tradition, which my teacher is Shipibo, I mentioned, a plant diet consists of waking up before dawn and drinking all the water you need for hydration for the day, because once the sun comes up, there's no more eating and no more drinking until late in the afternoon. But with the sunrise, you drink a glass of plant juice, you know, and in this most recent case, I was working with Kamalonga. And then you lie in a hammock in the jungle and you meditate with that plant and you learn from it. And you do this for at least 7 days or more in a row. And in the evenings, then you get a meal that's very simple, not much salt, not much oil or fat, just like a chicken soup and some vegetables and rice and that sort of thing. And of course, there are millions of plants in the Amazon jungle. The native people consider the Amazon to be, it's like a pharmacy, a vast pharmacy. It's got cures for everything you could possibly need, you know, and they say that the plants have a way of showing up and making themselves known when they're needed. So for example, when COVID hit the jungle recently, a plant that no one had really paid much attention to before all of a sudden showed up as a treatment for COVID. And it was so effective that they started opening up clinics all over the jungle just using this one plant to cure people. And when I asked, well, how did you know that this weed basically was a cure for COVID? They said, well, it told us. And that's the kind of relationship that the really knowledgeable indigenous people have with the plant kingdom there. They're in direct communication with the plants, and the plants talk to them, and that's how they get their information. This particular plant was called matiko. So when I first started working with plants under the knowledge and supervision of my teachers down there, one of my teachers asked, well, what do you think the most powerful plant in the world is? And I didn't know how to answer. And he said, it's tobacco. He said that if he could only choose one plant to work with for the rest of his life, and he couldn't work with any others, that he would choose tobacco. And I found that most indigenous people in the world would agree with this. Tobacco is considered the king of all plants. And my teacher said that in order to start working with the other plants, the first one I had to diet with and develop a relationship with was tobacco. So my very first plant dieta, which was many years ago now, was working with tobacco. And according to this tradition, tobacco works like a matrix of communication with all the other plants. So once you know tobacco and develop a relationship with tobacco, then tobacco helps you gain the wisdom of all the other plants that you diet with. And every plant, of course, has its specialties. So tobacco's specialties are manifold. It's considered a really strong protector. And they say that when you diet with it, it actually creates a matrix of protection within your body and within your energy field, which helps you to do healing work with other people and do extraction work, and as well as keeping you safe just in general. It's also considered a very strong diagnostic and can give you all kinds of information about the nature of an illness or where a problem might be or how energy is blocked or how it's moving freely, you know, where it's in good shape. And it's considered one of the best cleaners of energy. It can get rid of lower vibrations, energies that are out of whack. It can straighten those up. It can lighten dense energy. It can eliminate fear patterns and trauma within the body. It can show you the truth of what is. And it can bless and it can empower your prayers. It really is an amazing healer when used appropriately and respectfully. And there's the catch, because tobacco is so powerful that when it's not used in the right way, with respect and with gratitude and with the intention of being in service to spirit, then it's extremely dangerous and can be harmful, as we've all seen. When it's abused, when it's used for self-gratification and in the service of addiction, it can and will kill. And so at this point, many of us, including me, as I was growing up, had it drilled into us that tobacco was bad. And people have very strong feelings when they see someone smoking or even smell the scent of tobacco smoke, because there's a lot of fear based on the results of a lot of abuse of this powerful plant. And what I would like to see happen on the planet is the return of the right relationship with tobacco. That it's a really powerful medicine, that it needs to be highly valued, and the proper use of it for ceremony and healing needs to be taught, regardless of whether one chooses to work with it or not. Imagine if our kids were all growing up not fearing it or judging it, but having a deep and profound respect for it as a power plant, and one not to be messed with without, you know, the proper training and proper intention. Then tobacco can return to being a friend of humanity rather than a foe, which would be really wonderful to see. So in the Shipibo tradition, one of the ways that you work with tobacco is by singing to it and thanking it for its power and its medicine and its service. And in the song, you then direct it to do whatever you need help with, like cleaning out disharmonious energy or bringing us into connection and harmony with Pachamama, with Mother Earth. You can direct it to bless our bodies, to make them really strong and healthy, to protect us as we go about our day, to bless our world and connect us to spirit, you know, that sort of thing. So I'm going to do this now. And it doesn't matter that this is virtual. I'm talking to the spirit of tobacco. I'm singing to the spirit of tobacco that operates beyond time and space. The Shipibo say that the spirit of the plant is more powerful in every way than the actual physical plant. So I actually have some tobacco here. It's the Rustica variety from South America. And in the Shipibo tradition, they refer to this kind as mapacho. It has a very heavy, dense smoke, which makes it particularly good at being directed and moving where it needs to in the body and energy field or in a space. It can get blown and directed. And as I sing to the tobacco, you can close your eyes and you can receive the energy of the song and the medicine that the tobacco is carrying. So just close your eyes, put your attention on your heart, take some deep breaths. Feel yourself relax and just be open to receiving. Medico grandecito, medico grandito. Gracias, medicina, tobacocito, médico, médico. Gracias por su ayuda, gracias por todo su poder, por su fuerza, por su sabiduría. Limpiando cada uno, limpiando, sacando todo malito, sacando todo mucha limpio. Limpiando sentimientos, limpiando pensamientos. Limpiando corazón, limpiando mentecito, cuerpecito, saca todo hucha, saca todo malo, limpio, limpio. Arreglando todo en su cuerpito, en los cuerpitos. Cura profundito, conectando con espíritu, cada uno en el mundito. Espiritito, qué brilloso, brillosito. Entre más lucita, entre más verdad, penetrando, más verdad entre, recibiendo cada unito. Más salud y más amorcito, transformando todo viejo, un nuevo sueño entre y entrito. Cada uno, este mundo, nuevocito. Gracias, tobacocito, mapachito, médico grandito, médico poderosito. Muchas gracias por su ayuda, muchas gracias por su medicina. Protegiendo cada uno, protegiendo todo. Bendiciones penetrando. Gracias por trayendo mi cántico, mis oraciones, cada uno recibiendo. Conectando con espíritu, subiendito con espíritu, todo, todo con amorcito.
So I've just in my song directed tobacco to clean each one of us out, to clean our bodies, to clean our energy fields, to clean our hearts and our feelings and our minds and our thoughts and anything that is not in harmony with us, anything that is of a lower vibration, to clean that out, to protect us, to connect us with spirit, to bring in huge blessings to us individually and also to our world. And to raise everything up and to support a new dream, a dream that's more connected to spirit in every way. So now I'm going to light this tobacco. And now I'm going to blow the smoke, direct it into you. So I'll blow it down the front of your body and into the front of your heart. So you can just imagine it coming like a big wave in, filled with blessings. And now I'll blow it down the right side of your body. And now down the left. And now down your back and into the back of your heart. And now into your fingertips. So if you imagine, or you don't have to imagine, you can actually do it, putting your hands together, sort of in a prayer, you know, palms together, the fingertips pointing outwards, blow it right into your fingertips and up your arms. This is one of the channels that gets into your heart. And now down through the crown of your head, through your seventh chakra and down into your body, cleaning and protecting and blessing. And now just putting a little pancake of smoke on the top of your head. That's really protecting your seventh chakra and keeping any lower frequencies out and keeping you really well connected to spirit and your vibration really high. Okay. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And thank you so, so much for joining me, this little audio, and talking about tobacco today. We'll talk to you next time.